This is Akashvani, the news read by Neena Arik. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the India AI Impact Summit 2026 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The opening ceremony will also be addressed by the President of France, Emmanuel Macron, Secretary-General of United Nations Antonio Guterres, as well as various top industry leaders from across the world. The opening ceremony will be followed by a visit of the leaders to the India AI Impact Expo. A report.
Mr. Modi will participate in the CEO Roundtable in the evening. It will convene senior executives from global technology and industry firms with government leadership to discuss investment, research collaboration, supply chains and deployment of AI systems. The theme of India AI Impact Summit 2026 is Sarvajana Hitaya, Sarvajana Sukhaya, Welfare for All, Happiness of All. It aims to position India as a leader in the field of AI and envisions a future where AI advances humanity, fosters inclusive growth, and safeguards this shared planet. With Anand Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has issued a general advisory for today in view of the India AI Impact Summit 2026 being held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The advisory outlines revised access arrangements and security protocols for registered delegates. According to the advisory, the expo arena at Bharat Mandapam will remain closed for registered and expo delegates, and access to convention center will be strictly by invite only. The ministry underlined that invitees holding valid badges for the inaugural ceremony will be permitted entry through gate number 4 or gate number 10 from 6 a.m. onwards. They have been advised to arrive early and enter no later than 7:30 a.m. due to security protocols. At India AI Impact Summit, Google has announced that it will connect India with the US through new subsea cables as part of a $15 billion investment spread over 5 years. In a statement, the company informed that through their collaborative infrastructure initiative named America-India Connect, a new international subsea gateway will be established in Vizag. It added that three new subsea paths connecting India to Singapore, South Africa and Australia, and 4 strategic fiber optic routes will also be established. Election Commission has decided to issue showcase notices to the concerned Electoral Registration Officers, EROs, and Assistant Electoral Registration Officers, AEROs, for failing to upload a large number of voters' documents online under the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, process currently underway in West Bengal. According to an official, even 4 days after the hearing concluded, nearly 1,15,000 documents are yet to be uploaded. The commission had already instructed all EROs and AEROs that if any application is rejected, the specific reason must be clearly stated. The holy month of Ramzan will begin today as the moon was sighted yesterday evening in many parts of the country. Today will be the first day of fasting of the holy month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on the beginning of holy month of Ramzan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed hope that this auspicious month will further the spirit of togetherness in society. U.S. President Donald Trump will chair the Board of Peace meeting today and will make an announcement regarding the $5 billion pledged for Gaza by 20 member states attending the meeting, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said. In women's cricket, India will play against host Australia in the second T20 international of the three-match series in Canberra today. The match will start at 1:45 p.m. Indian time. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, defending champions India beat the Netherlands by 17 runs in the final Group A fixture at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Electing to bat first, India posted 193 for 6 in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.